I'm Kara Miller. This is Boston Public Radio. The book 50 Shades of Grey made history this year when it sold more than 25 million copies in the U.S. in just 4 months, and sales were almost equally divided between print and e-books. So you've got marketing and sales tactics, along with authors' responsibilities, are rapidly changing the publishing industry. And here to talk about that and how that industry is really changing are Taryn Roeder, Assistant Director of Publicity at Houghton Mifflin Harcourt in Boston, and Eve Bridberg, Literary Agent and Executive Director of the Grub Street Center for Creative Writing in Boston. Thanks to both of you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
So, Taryn Roeder, let me just ask you, okay, you're at a big publishing house, Houghton Mifflin Harcourt. This is a little bit of a bookend to the segment that we just did about kids and media. You know, we have seen interest in books decline somewhat. I was looking at the Pew Research Center, which in the summer of 1978, they asked people, okay, you know, have you read a book in the last year for pleasure? And 12% of people said, no, we haven't. That's now 22%. It's not an enormous change, but I saw you wince a little bit. So how does that change an industry?
I mean, there's a lot of noise out there, and when you're trying to get people to read a book or to promote a book and get people interested in it, there's a lot of other things they could be doing, and I'm aware of that every day.
I guess one other question I have for you is, have you seen the audience change? So I know, for example, women are much more, we mentioned 50 Shades of Grey, which I'm sure was read by a lot more women than by men. And women say in studies, I'm more inclined to read a book for pleasure than men are. I think about 80% of women, about 70% of men. Does that shape also the industry?
I mean, I think I always am looking for who the audience is for this book. And so we're trying to use all of the vehicles out there to reach that audience. So if it's women, then I want to be in a lot of women's magazines and have the author do a lot of media that's going to reach women. Same thing for a nonfiction book. You want to reach that audience. The author needs to know their audience and the publishing house needs to know who is this book for.
And Eve Bridberg, have you seen the actual books that are getting chosen for publication change in the time that you've been watching the industry?
Well, this might get me into a little bit of trouble.
That's okay. Nobody's, you know.
But I did find, you know, I was a very active agent from 2005 to 2010, and I've been less active because I'm fully engaged at Grub Street now. But I did notice in the time I was there, and I think we all bemoan it to a certain degree as agents, that the bigger the platform, the bigger the headline, the sexier the book, the more likely it was for us to be able to sell it for a reasonable amount of money. And that the mid-list, and I'm sure Taryn sees this too, is really getting squeezed. It's harder. It's much harder for serious writers of literary fiction, for example, to have and sustain a career over time the way they might have been able to 10, 15, 20 years ago.
So you're saying sort of the flashier books. And we mentioned 50 Shades of Grey, but
yes,
flashier books.
The sort of bestseller. All the resources go behind these books that people think will have mass appeal and be huge bestsellers.
And do those kinds of books, whether they are fiction or whether they're political books, we see political books doing really well, whether it's people on the left, Al Franken obviously has written books, or people like Ann Coulter, do they sort of take the oxygen away? Do they get almost all the readers and take the oxygen away from that next group of maybe lesser known writers?
I think that's the perception, and I think that the opportunity now is for smaller publishing houses to come in. I think they're doing this really well. I mean, a lot of the books, at least on the literary side, that have been winning awards have been coming out of very small houses. Paul Harding is an example. He was with Bellevue Literary Press, which is a one-woman show attached to a hospital in New York City, and he won the, you know, Pulitzer. These small groups of, I think the opportunity is for really brilliant editors to come together and put out serious books and cultivate an audience that's the size that audience should be, which is never going to be the size that a major publisher needs for these flashier books.
Right.
But there's real audience really smart books by our academics, really wonderfully rendered novels by incredibly talented people. There's audience. I feel like those people are sort of lost right now, and yet there is an audience out there. And so my hope is that with all of these changes, smaller, that editorial brilliance will again reemerge. They'll figure out how to leverage all the new opportunities in with digital distribution and marketing, and that we'll see a renaissance.
Taryn Roeder from Houghton Mifflin Harcourt, let me ask you, what are the demands now on the authors themselves to go out, as Eve was saying, and find that audience? How have the demands changed? If you've written a book, what do publishers want from you now?
Well, I mean, I think it's so much easier if the author already has a platform and already has 9 zillion Facebook fans and a really active Twitter account. You know, the debut authors that are coming out there now, the novelists, I think it really behooves them to be doing these kind of social media activities. They can really connect. They can, you know, readers like them to be accessible. This is a whole thing that authors didn't used to have to deal with, but now, you know, there's a lot of people who are, Gillian Flynn has a great Facebook account. She interacts with her authors all the time. One of my authors, he has a novel coming out this fall, Antoine Wilson. He has an amazing Twitter account. He's hilarious. And people really like that. At the same time, not everyone is going to be able to do all of those social media things. So some authors, if you're not doing any of that, choose one social media platform and do it well.
Now, it used to be that people could be sort of hermits, like somebody like J.D. Salinger, mm-hmm. and they could have incredibly successful books. Would that be just completely off the table now for somebody to say, forget it, I'm not doing Charlie Rose, I'm not doing any radio, I'm not doing any TV, you know, we'll just see how my book does, you know, sort of on its own wind?
It's really hard to get through the noise if you're going to do something like that. I do know there are authors who are able to. If you're a huge, huge name, you can maybe do that. But I've seen huge authors go to events and have 4 people show up, and they're big name best-selling authors. People in cities can go to, there's a book event in every city every night of the week and a million other events besides. So if you want to get your name out there, you really have to do the promotion.
I want to play a little clip that we have. Random House actually has a whole channel on YouTube of book trailers. And here is one from a new book called Meat Eater, Adventures from the Life of an American Hunter. But it gives you the sense of now what authors are having to do to promote their books. Let's listen.
My new book, Meat Eater, Adventures from the Life of an American Hunter, is about hunting, which is to say, it's about this kind of stuff. Adventure, food, ancient skills, modern technology. Read it and find out what we're made of.
Eve Bridberg, literary agent. You know, when you hear that kind of thing, do you think, yeah, you know, publishing in some ways has moved from sort of maybe quiet skill like a Salinger to real flash?
Absolutely. But I will say that I still am a firm believer that the thing that sells books at the end of the day is word of mouth. The competition for people's time is more intense than ever. So the book has to be good enough when people read it that they absolutely press it into someone else's hand and say, you have to read this. So, you know, there's all these different ways to get published these days. And at Grub Street, we really keep strict to the message that the book still matters, the content matters, and that it's only important to do all this other stuff that you have to do once you know you have the best book you can possibly have.
And is self-publishing, has that really taken off? We've heard for a long time it would. Has it taken off now?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah. The top 20 ebook sellers on Amazon are self-published authors.
Wow.
We're starting something, we're starting something at Grub Street called the Launch Lab. We're piloting it this fall. Actually, Taryn is a part of the expert team that's going to come in. But we're really trying to help authors, whether they're self-published or published traditionally, navigate this new landscape. And it's not just about Facebook and Twitter. It's about really understanding who they are, what their strengths and weaknesses are, what parts of social media they need to leverage to get their message out, to get themselves out. And it's bigger than the book. They're really little business people building brands, and the book is just a part of it. And for authors these days, I think most authors are like J.D. Salinger. They'd rather just hand the book in and not do any of the other work. And unfortunately, we don't live in those times anymore.
And finally, Eve Bridberg, in just a couple seconds, how are ebooks changing your life?
This Taryn, from Houghton. Ebooks, I mean, it's just another way to read. So I am thrilled with them. I think if people are going to read more on ebooks, that is just fine with me. I feel like I'm a content provider. I want, as Eve said, the content to be wonderful. I want to be giving wonderful books for people to read, and they can read it on any platform they'd like.
We've been talking about the new world of publishing and how the role of the writer and publicist are changing. And I've been speaking with Taryn Roeder, Assistant Director of Publicity at Houghton Mifflin Harcourt in Boston, and literary agent Eve Bridberg. She is also the Executive Director of the Grub Street Center for Creative Writing. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
I'm Kara Miller, and Callie Crossley is back in Studio 3 to close the show.
Thanks, Kara. And thank you so much for joining us for another edition of Boston Public Radio. The conversation continues 24 hours a day on our Facebook page. Tune in tomorrow for a conversation with Superintendent Carol Johnson. That's tomorrow, noon to 2. I'm Callie Crossley. Boston Public Radio is a production of WGBH.